Ukraine security issue.
On June 14th, the 111th day of full-scale war with Russian invaders, the occupiers again shelled the Dnipro, Kharkiv, Mykolaiv regions and border areas of the Sumy region. At the same time, the enemy doesn't stop shelling the Donetsk and Luhansk regions. The Russian army fired at civilian objects and infrastructure with self-propelled artillery, mortars and multiple launch rocket systems. According to the heads of the regional military administrations, there are dead and wounded civilians in the Kharkiv and Mykolaiv regions. On Tuesday, Russia attacked western Ukraine with missiles, in particular the Ukrainian air defense system shot down several enemy missiles over the Ternopil region. Vladimir Trush, the head of the Ternopil Regional Military Administration, said there are no victims and destruction in the region. The information is being verified now. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian air defense system shot down a missile over the city of Zolochiv, the Lviv region. There are reports of four injured people, including a child. Maxim Kazitsky, the head of the Lviv Regional Military Administration, said that the brickyard was damaged. According to Sergei Gamaliev, the head of the Khmelnytsky Regional Military Administration, the Ukrainian air defense system shot down another Russian missile over the Khmelnytsky region, and its wreckage fell in the field with no damage to buildings. Moving on to the situation at the front lines. The occupiers are concentrating on defense along the Kharkiv front. They have enforced their positions with battalion tactical groups near the city of Izum and are preparing for an offensive on the city of Slavyansk, the Donetsk region. Russians aim to encircle the Ukrainian armed forces there. The Russians have advantage over Ukrainian artillery, so the Ukrainian infantry and tank battalions have been suffering. Nevertheless, the Ukrainian defenders are not retreating, says a fighter whose call sign is Nemirov.
На цьому напрямку інтенсивність бою зашкалює. Це дорога пряма на Слов'янськ, Бахмут.
The fighting in this area is extremely intensive. The Russian fighters want to reach the city of Slavyansk and then the city of Bakhmut. This way they shall cut over the corridor via which Ukrainian positions receive reserve support and supply. The Russian occupiers are fighting mainly with long-distance artillery in order to push us out, to make us leave our positions. But we are not retreating, we are keeping defense. In the Luhansk region, approaching the city of Severodonetsk, the occupiers have fortified their positions and carried out an assault on the city with artillery fire. All the bridges connecting Severodonetsk have been destroyed. A part of the city remains under Ukrainian control, said Sergei Gaidai, the head of the Luhansk Regional Military Administration. According to him, communication with the city is still possible, but evacuation and humanitarian aid delivery are not. The neighboring city of Lysychansk is also under heavy shelling every day. Journalists working for Ukrainian radio came under fire. None was wounded. They were evacuated by the Ukrainian military. The journalists have confirmed that due to its advantage in artillery, the Russian army is able to shell whole neighborhoods of Lysychansk. About 15,000 city residents are living in such conditions. As of June 14th, at least three civilians were killed by Russian shelling in the Donetsk region, another five were wounded. According to the Regional Military Administration, in total, since the beginning of the full-scale invasion, 500,000 people have officially been reported killed in the Ukraine-controlled part of the Donetsk region. Another 1,200 have been reported injured. These figures, though, do not include the number of victims in the cities of Mariupol and Volnovakha. This information is currently inaccessible. Today, the bodies of 60 heroic Azovstal defenders were handed over to Ukraine for burial, including those killed in the Azov regiment. They will be soon delivered to Kyiv for identification. Advisor to the mayor of Mariupol Petro Andriushenko reported that Russia is accelerating the seizure of the Donetsk region and intends to legally formalize its annexation by September 1st. Active hostilities are taking place in the south of Ukraine. Yesterday, two Russian helicopters fired at positions of the Ukrainian fighters in the Mykolaiv and Kherson regions. According to Vladislav Nazarov, a spokesman for the South Operational Command, a Russian fighter fired missiles at the two Ukrainian helicopters in the air, but they dodged. The occupiers retreated. Ukrainian defenders destroyed an enemy helicopter with the help of Stinger, an American portable anti-aircraft missile system in the Kherson region. Military expert Sergei Grabsky said that the situation remains tense as Russians constantly shell the frontline areas.
Противник усвідомлює, що він не може активно контратакувати наші війська, які вперто просуваються вперед.
The enemy realizes that they cannot control our troops, which are actively advancing, that is not a counterattack. They try to keep the distance using massive artillery fire.
Масований артилерійський вогонь. Тому там ситуація просто спекотна і.
The situation in the south is hot and extremely tense, despite the fact that it looks more promising than our situation in the east, said Sergei Grabsky. As we have reported, six caliber cruise missile carriers are ready to be deployed from the Black Sea Fleet.